1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel investigating former President Trump. CBS's Finn Gomez reports.
In November, Jack Smith was appointed to oversee these investigations, his role in the January 6, 2021 attack in the U.S. Capitol, and into the mishandling of the classified government records found at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida. Speaking to our DOJ colleagues, it's still unclear what Jack Smith is seeking. It's also unclear if and when we will see the former vice president in front of a grand jury.
International efforts are underway to help with the recovery after earthquakes along the border of Turkey and Syria. More from CBS's Tina Kraus.
Unseasonably cold weather, with temperatures dropping 15 degrees lower than normal, as well as flooding, has made the catastrophe even worse. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey, Jeff Flake, says the U.S. is sending more aid to help those displaced.
We have Black Hawks available that are flying missions to get relief workers where they need to go, as well as evacuate those who are hurt.
The United Nations Secretary General confirmed a UN aid convoy made it into northwest Syria,
getting shelter and other desperately need relief supplies.
The call going out for donations from across the globe.
The U.S. House has voted unanimously 419-0 to condemn China for its newly uncovered balloon surveillance program. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon with the new details on the highly sophisticated spying equipment that balloon was carrying.
The search was suspended because of rough seas, but officials say some of the parts already recovered have English writing and appear to have been manufactured in the West. The State Department is considering imposing sanctions on the maker of the balloon.
The EU says it will work tirelessly to help Ukraine win the war over Russia. The statement by French President Emmanuel Macron came after President Zelensky traveled to Brussels to speak to the European Parliament and ask for more military aid. A developing story now in Maryland. Baltimore County Police are telling residents in an area of Cockeysville to stay in their homes as officers search for a man who allegedly shot at officers. WJZ-TV's Mike Helgen reports.
There's now a shelter-in-place order about a mile away at the epicenter where this happened. A very tense situation. Neighbor Nick Buscemi shared these videos of tense moments from the manhunt for 24-year-old David Emery Linthicum, who lives just a few doors down and has been on the run since sources say he shot an officer inside his home.
The Biden administration is inching closer to vaccinating poultry to fight the outbreak of bird flu, CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
Once off the table over concerns it could make it harder for American poultry producers to export their products, the Biden administration has now begun reaching out to industry stakeholders.
This is CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. In Wood County, The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Executive Committee will meet on Friday, February 10th at 1 p.m. at the ADRC CW in Wausau. There are two opportunities to take the Lino Cut card-making class at McMillan Library on Friday, February 10th. During the two-hour class, you will make your own relief or block print stamp and use it to transfer print to greeting cards. The class will have two sessions on Friday, from 10 a.m. to noon or 2 to 4 p.m. in the McMillan Makerspace. Visit the library website to register, mcmillanlibrary.org. Teen Game Day is happening online on Friday. Miss Alicia at McMillan Library has a teen group on Discord where she hosts fun games on Steam. The group will play Terraria again this week. Email Miss Alicia at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org to sign up or ask questions. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 13 overnight under overcast skies, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 24. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 12. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Prey on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 1 o'clock, no sour, ha-ha, funny power hour, whatever order of words that we say for that thing.
I like that one.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I am Kristen Bry, your host. Jane Matt Nair is on the board. Thank you for joining us today. As always, and particularly for this segment, because it's your last chance for a while, we would love to hear your questions about your life or bets you want to take this weekend, 844-967-2789, because it is our last segment of Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, at least for a little while. This is the segment where Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who works as a executive coach and has been featured on NPR and New York Times, joins us to help us tackle topics like career and love and fitness and family. And to, well, he was helping us set up my lineup specifically for fantasy football, but also help us win free money making bets on DraftKings. And he's also been my best friend for 15 years, which is very good for me. But the season's over. The Super Bowl is this weekend. And so we are going to bring him back sporadically to get his advice on psychology type things. But for now, this is the last one. I'm kind of sad.
I'll be back. Some cameos. We'll have some fun, and I'll certainly be back next fall, and we'll do it all over again. It'll be great. It's good to see you both. How was your week?
Week was good. Well, it's snowing hard here right now, so we're gonna have to drive safely home and turn our lights on when our windshield wipers. That's the theme of today. Yeah. But no, things are good here. We are powering through the week, powering through February. You know, next week we'll already be halfway through February, which is crazy. But I figured we would jump into a question that we received. If you have a question for Dr. Mike, 844-967-2789, you can either call us or text us. But for now, we are starting with a love and relationship question. So here we go. Dear Dr. Mike, I'm a 35-year-old guy with a lifelong issue with decision-making. I can never decide what choice to make, and then life seems to pass me by. The issue is rearing its head again right now in a big way. I'm currently deciding whether or not to be in a relationship with the woman who's been my best friend for years. Everyone says that we should be together. We are emotionally and sometimes sexually intimate, and we want the same things in life, but yet I still wonder if there's someone better out there for me. I do this same analysis paralysis thing with choosing jobs, cities, you name it. What should I do this time? Should I play it safe and just keep her as my best friend, or give it a shot?
Hmm. for those of you watching live on Facebook or any other medium, I hope you're watching Jane's face while Kristen was reading that.
I have thoughts.
The answer was, yeah, the answer was written all over Jane's face there. I mean, I can see this thing where I saw the question right there at the end. You don't want to mess up the friendship. And I think that is, in all fairness, a fine question. I think a lot of us have been there before. I think the bigger question is this thing that's been bothering you since, it sounds like forever. Life passes you by while you're too busy making plans, right? Should I do this or should I do that? Should I move? Should I stay? And then all of a sudden you're 35 and you say, oh, maybe I haven't done anything. There's this great quote by one of the all-time best Stoics. I've been really into the Stoics the last couple of years, Seneca, and I'm going to ruin the quote and totally slaughter it. So send your hate mail to Kristen Bry if you'd like, not to me. But it goes something like, there's one thing that all fools have in common. It's that they're all waiting for life to happen. I think that while we're all waiting for life to start, or we're all waiting for life to get going, but we never actually do anything about it, that's one of the saddest stories that we could ever sort of tell, or that people could really sort of tell about us. So if you're waiting for something to happen, it's never going to. I say